up? I'm Ross Bolin. We're back at Grand X Media headquarters in Austin, Texas for another episode of Backdoor Cover, where every week we talk college football, sports betting, and whether or not making sweet love to a robot in Westworld counts as cheating. I'm joined by my co-host, Dylan Chivarri.
What's up, my guy?
And we also are joined by writer and village idiot, Jared Borislaw.
Low.
Lot. Yeah.
Well, J-Bone.
J-Bone. Just call me J-Bone. J-Bone. We'll solve all these problems.
Hey, J-Bone.
Way. Hey, man. How are you?
I'm pretty good, man.
How were your weekends?
Nice little Monday.
My weekend was good.
Yeah?
My weekend was relaxing. I needed it.
I had some friends in town, and I puked on Thursday night.
You puked?
I puked on Thursday night.
When's the last time you puked before that?
I can't really remember.
I haven't thrown up in a long time.
It's been a while before that.
Since high school for me.
I'm like Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah.
Real talk. It's been since high school. I don't throw up from drinking.
That's weird.
I puked so loud that I woke up my roommate's girlfriend. I woke up.
You're a loud puker?
My girlfriend's roommate by puking, yeah.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
Pot makes me throw up, though.
Pot?
If I smoke too much pot.
Okay, that's weird.
Well, if I drink
and then smoke,
and then smoke on top of it.
That makes everybody throw up.
Okay.
Real quick, just wanted to let you know about a big event we've got going down right now on Rowdy Gentleman at rowdygentleman.com. This year, instead of making you wait until Black Friday, the guys at RG are having daily deals leading up to Black Friday. If you want to get your shopping done early so you can kick back on Thanksgiving worry-free, now is the time. Today, which is Monday, November 14th, they have $19 trunks, swim trunks. Tuesday, they got $29 Hawaiian shirts. And new deals are popping up every day, so check in with them on twitter.com/rowdygentleman or on Instagram @rowdygentleman. And just remember, the deal for each day changes at midnight Central Time, so hit rowdygentleman.com and start saving.
We have some great trunks, too. That's a hell of a deal.
Yeah.
We got great Hawaiians, too.
I'm just being real.
We also have some great news this week.
Oh, great.
We do?
We have some great news this week.
Man, let's get into that news.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it.
2, 3, 4, 8, and 9 all lost.
Utter chaos.
I don't believe you.
You wouldn't believe me if you didn't already know it was true.
Okay, I did. I knew that was true.
That was pretty wild.
Yeah. And out of all of them, only Washington lost to a ranked team, which is number 20 USC.
Actually.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
I mean, that was
three of the top four teams lose to unranked teams? That is bizarre.
Picking games this week was not easy for America.
Here's a question for you. Who does Bama play this week? Do we know?
Does it matter?
If Bama lost this week, would they lose their number one ranking? Let's say it's a close game, comes down to the wire.
No.
Would they lose their number one spot?
They'd still be number one.
Well, they play Chattanooga.
Great scheduling.
Let's assume it was the Iron Bowl for one sec.
Okay.
If they lost to Auburn this week, I know Auburn's not great, but they're decent. Would they lose their number one ranking? I don't know if they would.
I don't know if they would have. Too many people went down.
Goal.
Too many people went down.
They are too impressive.
So they do.
And I don't that's ever been done before.
But the Iron Bowl's November 26th.
It's coming
so that's
up.
week after this one, and that's gonna be a big one.
So it's Alabama, like 50 pounds of crap, and then whoever number two is.
Yes.
So the college football playoff rankings come out Tuesday, as always. The AP and coaches poll have the same top eight.
What they just were like, fuck it.
Yeah, they all fucking just moved around.
Oh, they're just in different
Ohio
slots.
State's number
two.
Based on how shitty their loss was.
They just moved around spots and shit.
It goes Bama 1, Ohio State 2, Louisville 3, Michigan 4, and then it goes Clemson, Wisconsin, Washington, Oklahoma.
Oklahoma sneaking back in. I mean, I guess you said, Mike, are these really the same top eight as it was last week?
No.
Let's hear what you have to say.
They're different than last week, but the AP and coaches poll same top
eight. So AP and coaches don't have a discrepancy like they did last week, but Oklahoma did sneak into the top eight now. After starting off, what did they start off, like 1-2 or something?
Oklahoma's not that good.
No, they're not. It's pretty crazy that a Big 12 team is technically in the playoff picture.
The Big 12 sucks.
It's a weird season.
It's a very weird season. My favorite story from this weekend, though, is that the 2016 ACC Circle of Suck is now complete.
What?
Can you explain that?
Yeah.
Louisville beat Syracuse, who beat Boston College, who beat NC State, who beat Wake Forest, who beat Virginia, who beat Duke, who beat UNC, who beat Florida State, who beat Miami, who beat Georgia Tech, who beat Virginia Tech, who beat Pitt, who beat Clemson.
Wow.
We can put this photo somewhere, but like there's just everybody in the ACC has now lost to a team that somewhere down the line, transitive property beat them.
That is impressive.
I can't figure out if that's like an interesting fact or not. It seems like
it's kind of
that's very interesting.
It's kind of
interesting. Also, that's a very old graphic, Micah. Maryland is not in the ACC anymore, but
Micah, get it together.
Pull your head out.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty insane, but not as insane. It's not a new thing. No, apparently the ACC does it quite a bit because they're that bad.
Is Auburn good?
I think Auburn's good.
I don't know. I haven't watched them play all year.
I just don't want to see Bama go undefeated.
Oh, they will. With a very average quarterback.
Fuck me.
Jalen Hurts?
He's not that good.
He's pretty good.
He's not that good.
Yeah, dude, I'd look good out there at quarterback with that team.
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah, I would.
You'd snap a calf in 2 seconds. You snap a calf like backpedaling from a snap.
You never get touched. Your offensive line's a bunch of 7'5", 350-pound
You give
guys.
Bill an offseason to get in shape, and you get like Saban and his crew coach him up a little bit.
Dude, he'll
take Bama to a 2-loss season.
Yeah. Can you throw up a spiral?
No.
Yes.
I can't throw
Not
a spiral.
Not a tight spiral, but a worthy spiral.
I throw ducks. I just throw fucking ducks.
We all know who's got the arm here.
Yeah. Who do you have a bigger cannon than?
Taylor McCarrig.
Rice quarterback.
Yeah, conference winning.
Rice quarterback.
Conference winning Rice quarterback.
Conference winning.
He won like the, what is that?
Yeah,
AAC?
That's not saying much.
They were in
the American or is that?
Yeah,
or Conference USA. Which one?
Conference USA, I think.
You have a better arm than a Conference USA?
I can throw a ball 60 yards in the air, yeah.
I want to see that in real life.
It's quite impressive.
Damn.
You know, just saying.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Wow. I can probably throw one about 30 yards.
28.
Well, 30 yards, but it's not a spiral. It's like, you know,
it's like
I'm playing 500 out there, and I'm just chucking the ball up in the air, and the wind catches
it
maybe.
Is it 500? Was that the name of that game?
Yeah.
Any number you could choose, really. 5,000, 10,000, whatever you want.
That was a great game.
That was
Remember,
a fun
like,
game.
Dead or Alive? Like,
man,
way off the ground.
Jackpot.
Those were the days.
Always
wanted
that jackpot.
What's the point of everything before the jackpot if you're just going to call jackpot?
Maybe you don't call jackpot.
It's all about anticipation, dumbass.
Oh.
I would sometimes throw out like a negative number.
Well, here's something I'm anticipating. It's our final news of the day. The thing that I said all season long, Wisconsin is going to make the college football playoff. ESPN has them taking. The ESPN has Wisconsin as the number one team to win the Big Ten now. And if they win the Big Ten, they're going to the playoff. And I've said this all season long. And you guys have lambasted me and said, oh, Jared, that's so stupid. You're just a homer. It's like, yeah, I know I'm biased, but it's going to happen. That's just how the world's going to work out, and it's going to happen.
Well, I guess we'll see, won't we, Jared?
Here's what's going to happen. Ohio State is going to beat Michigan, and it's going to be us versus Penn State in the Big Ten Championship. We're going to beat Penn State, and we're going to take the number four spot.
That's a very losable game, though.
What?
Wisconsin, Penn State.
And then lose to Alabama by 30.
It doesn't matter. It's all about making the playoff. Because think about the recruits you get if you make the playoff. And then 3 more years down the line, we're going to go back to the playoff.
It'd be big for whiskey. But yes,
I don't think there are recruits sitting back like thinking, oh, I hope Wisconsin makes a playoff, then I'll commit to them. That's not exactly how it works.
Well, no, but it gives your school, it gives your program a lot more credibility.
You're not going to flip a bunch of guys.
We'll flip some people. We'll flip them like a fucking...
I'll give you something to flip,
like an omelet, yeah? What am I going to flip? What of yours am I going to flip?
Don't worry about it.
Okay. Well, anyways, so Dan, you know, Dan usually is the guy who gives the news on Mondays, but
Where's Dan this week?
I heard he was swimming with stingrays in the Cayman Islands.
He already swam with sharks, though.
That's weird that he's doubling down on
all the sea creatures.
Yeah.
He's really big into marine biology.
And stingrays, why don't you just do it like a manta ray? Well, you can't get
stung. Is he trying to do like a Pokemon thing?
Because that's not a thing. You can't just go find a manta ray.
Yeah, you can.
You can.
You know what? I have swum with manta rays in the Virgin Islands.
Why manta rays over stingrays? Because I'm a big stingray guy.
They won't sting you.
Yeah, I don't believe manta rays. I've been stung by a stingray.
Dude, shout out to Steve Irwin, man.
Yeah, he went down hard.
The stingray got him in the heart.
That guy.
He did.
They say he would not have died had he not tried to be a badass and pull the stinger out of his own heart. The barb got stuck in his heart, and it was filling. The barb filled up the hole, so no blood was coming out. And when he pulled it out, blood just started gushing out of his hole.
What are the chances Dan gets Steve Irwin out there?
Pretty high. He's the kind of guy who likes to go and hug wildlife.
Is that a thing that he does?
Yeah, he doesn't get the validation from humans. So he kind of moves over to different creatures.
What if he approached a wolverine in the wild? He's like, oh, I want to hug this wolverine. Like,
oh, would, they don't hug.
They don't hug.
His throat just...
They just take faces.
Yeah.
That would not go well for him.
Collect Dan's face.
I played Papa Shot with Dan for like an hour at the end of Saturday night or Friday night. Friday night. Pretty much completely blackout drunk. But I remember this. I destroyed him.
You know what? You know
okay,
why?
Okay, I...
Hold on.
He's fucking awful.
Dan has tiny hands.
And he shoots the bat... You know, Papa Shot, man, you play with one hand.
He has baby
this is,
hands.
This is all about quickness. He shoots two-handed.
Shaking his hand is like shaking a toddler's hand. It's really strange.
I've never noticed that.
I would like to
that.
Point out that I, too, played Papa Shot with Dan this weekend. Dan is on a Papa Shot binge, apparently, right now, because he's like, Jared, we gotta go play.
It must have been what happened with us, because I have no idea how we ended up playing Papa Shot.
And I actually did beat him.
I almost set like a world record.
He needs to choose a bar game that's more small hand friendly.
I did beat him on
Skee-ball, perhaps.
I beat him one of the four, but still. I've still beat him once.
Foosball?
I was in the zone, man. But
What'd you hit?
Like 74.
That's pretty good.
Oh, high cheated. Score on the machine was 92, I think. But I couldn't get there.
Yeah. Damn.
I was too.
That is impressive.
Sober, maybe I would have done better.
Do you use the bank shot or you just go straight?
No, straight swish, wow. Man. Every
do you
time.
Think Dan is on like a Pokemon thing where he's trying to like got to swim with them all? Got to swim with every single sea creature?
That might be
yeah,
it.
Yeah, maybe. He's going to hit up electric eels next.
Yeah, he's going to start with all the dangerous ones because if you survive that, then it's just
that's
easy
true.
It's
just
easy swimming
safer
from
safer.
There on out. Yeah,
he's going to be swimming with crocs.
Here dude,
for
I always forget that Steve Irwin took a stingray barb to the heart and died. That is the most ridiculous story of all time.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
The
there's video of
alligators.
It, too. There's video that they'll never release.
They have video footage of
there's
the
video footage.
Straight up
he was during
down.
A filming.
Oh, they were doing a show.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
They were doing a show. He
I
was
thought
out
it was
there.
Just recreational.
But they said they'll never release the footage.
Dude, they need to. I want to
see
that.
See it.
I want to see
Steve
screw
Trump
go
releasing
down.
His tax records. I want them to release the Steve Irwin death footage.
I have no interest in seeing
what's
Trump's
the price tag,
tax
price
records.
Tag on that footage, you
it's,
think?
I mean, black market, probably like $4 million.
I need that. I need it.
TMZ, get on that. You can afford it.
Yeah.
I need to see Irwin take a barb to the heart.
Yeah.
I don't.
We
I need
do.
It.
Bottom line.
I don't think I can die happy until I see that.
Dan, don't take one to the heart, man. Take one to the gut.
And
if
you
have
do,
to.
At least make it a recreation of Steve Irwin's death so we can kind of watch that and really like imagine it's him.
Yeah, be dressed like him.
Is he just going snorkel like scuba gear or what's he doing?
I think he's free diving.
Oh, wow.
What a man. What a man. All right, let's talk about the pick 'em pool. This is getting out of control. Fucking stingrays, manta rays, wolverines. What other animals have we talked about?
Mules.
Horses, mules.
Okay. We touch on everything, really. Sharks, obviously, because Dan went swimming with them.
So. Big congrats to this week's pick 'em pool winner, Evan S., who went 12-3, and nobody else went 12-3, so he won straight up. Evan wins a $50 gift card to manoutfitters.com. Email us or tweet at us. Whatever. Get at us somehow. The email is backdoorcoverpodcast@gmail.com in case you need that. To claim your prize, and we'll hit you with your gift card. Congratulations, Evan S. I went 7-8 this week, and I'm still tied for first. Am I ever going to be dropped out of first place? This is fucking ridiculous.
I went 4-11, so I'm not a threat to you at this point.
Good God.
I don't do the pool out of principle.
Yeah, we know you don't.
I would win. I would be not fun. Every week you'd be like, oh, Jaylen won again. Wow, here's your gift card.
But you can play, too, with us. Go to foxsports.com and search TFM on the college pick'em page, or just go to twitter.com/backdoorcover where our pick'em page is pinned to the top. Get in there. Even if you haven't played with us all year, start now. Every week there's a new winner. And then the winner at the end of the season, I've been told, is going to get some just like insane prize, which it's probably going to be me, so... I probably won't, you know, it'll be disappointing for everyone else. But, yeah, hit that pick 'em pool up. Let's get a quick word in here from our other podcasts here at Grand X Media.
Hi, this is Dave from Touching Base. You know what I love? I love college football, and apparently you do too. Oh, hey, look, there's Will DeFries. What's up, Will?
What's up, Dave?
What do you think about college football?
I love college football.
I like it too.
That's Dylan. Dylan obviously likes it because he's hosting this podcast that you're listening to. And we talk about everything, golf, love life, parties, rock and roll, rap. Nothing's off limits.
It's like sex in the form of a podcast.
Yes.
It's true. So listen to us. It's called Touching Base. Again, let us touch your base.
You can find it on iTunes and SoundCloud. Subscribe, listen, enjoy,
party.
Touch base.
Like you guys.
Hey guys, this is Rob Fox from Total Frat Move, and I'm here to remind you to listen to the Inside TFM podcast. We have new episodes every Thursday. If you want to hear me and the other TFM writers sitting around drinking beers and bullshitting about God knows what, anything from college news to fraternity news to just what's going on in the world, then definitely search TFM on iTunes and give us a listen and subscribe to the Inside TFM podcast.
Big thanks to our guest last week, David Carter Ruff. What are the letters you put after your name if you're a lawyer?
Esquire. ESQ, period.
ESQ, period. If you haven't heard it yet, go back and check that episode out. Highly entertaining. And be sure to add David on LinkedIn. That's very important. Endorse him for podcasting. Let's talk about our picks from last week. So we had number 25 Baylor, number 9 Oklahoma. OU was minus 16, and they covered by 21. Well, they didn't cover by 21. They won by 21. They covered the spread. Dan took OU in the under, which ended up hitting. I took OU, Dylan took OU, David took Baylor because he's a Baylor guy.
He's a Baylor t-shirt fan.
He's a Baylor t-shirt
fan.
So
you're saying it's better to be an under boy than a Baylor boy?
Sure, Jared.
No, that's not what anybody's saying.
Yeah, well, that's what he just said. I paraphrased.
Number 11, West Virginia at Texas. Texas was minus 2. This was a...
I knew this was a weird line, but
I went with it anyway, too.
I took myself out of it.
Yeah. Dylan took Texas. I took Texas. Dan took Texas. Dave, the only one smart enough to take WVU, who won by 4. USC at number 4, Washington. Washington was favored by 9. USC won 26-13. So, Dylan, you lose. I win. Dan won. Dave won. Number 16, Colorado. This was a big one. At Arizona. Arizona was plus 16. Colorado back on the cover train.
Yes.
Covered for all of us. All 4 of us took Colorado. Colorado was my lock of the week, too. I knew they were going to bounce back. I just could feel it in my jimmies.
Your plums.
Down in my loins. Texas Tech at number 17, Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State was favored by 12.5, and they only won by 1.
How about that? The over-under was 89.5, and the total was 89 points.
Yeah, and wow. The under That's only crazy. Hit because there was a missed extra point to tie the game with 1 minute and 39 seconds to go.
Wow.
Huge win for underboys out there. Huge.
Wow. Jared.
That's just God looking down upon us and smiling us for our lifestyle choice.
Of being underboys? Under you think boy, God yeah. favors the underboy?
God favors the underboy.
God's an underboy day.
God loves smiles the on the underboys. The underboys yeah. are the chosen people. That's what you're saying? It's yeah. not the Jewish?
No, the Jews have been hogging that for too long.
They've been replaced by underboys.
Yeah.
You fall into both categories.
I do. I'm a Jewish underboy. Wow.
Wow.
Is there a halo above my head right now? I can't tell.
There actually kind of is because of the illuminating light behind you.
Well, that's spiritual.
Anyway, we all took Oklahoma State except for Dave, who took Tech. So props to Dave for making that pick. For our locks of the week, Dylan took Baylor. That was a loss. Ross took Colorado. I am a winner. Dan took Penn State minus 7, and they won by 14, so that was a winner. Dave took Arkansas plus 7. They got the shit kicked out of them again. Fucking Wolf took Kentucky plus 14 at Tennessee, and he covered.
So in my pick'em,
by one
point. I went 4-11 in the pick'em. I went 2-4 in these bets.
And missed your lock.
And missed my lock. At this point, if you're following my picks, you're an idiot. And I'm sorry.
Surely no one is.
Surely. Yeah, Mike, we know we had a bad week last week, too, okay?
Yeah. So I went 3-3 and hit the lock. Dan, 5-2 and hit the lock. Dan's on a little streak here. Unfortunately, yeah. He's not backing his own picks with his own money. He's probably fading himself, so he's probably not making any money on it. But, you know, Dan gonna Dan. Dave went 4-2, missed his lock, and the Wolf went 1-0. If you're following... The fucking Wolf won on Twitter at this point. Are you scared yet? Because this guy is an insane person. Yeah. Have you been seeing the shit that he tweets out?
He's getting
he'll pick like 34 games across 5 different sports, tweet them all out, and then he's just throwing the word cum around all over the place.
He's just a scumbag, really.
He's just truly degenerate.
Yeah, he makes like 13 picks at a time.
God almighty.
And shares them with you.
It's distressing. Who could even afford to take this many picks? Only the Wolf.
I don't know.
Real quick, check out mybookie.ag and use the code BACKDOOR, that's one word, BACKDOOR, to activate an offer where they will give you some kind of bonus for whatever amount of money you put in there. They've got live in-game betting, so you can place a bet after kickoff if you want. All kinds of sports. There's casino going on in there. Mybookie.ag, check it out. You play, you win, you get paid. Check out mybookie.ag today. And once again, let's get a word in from our other podcasts here at Grand X Media.
What's up? This is Dave. I'm joined by Joe and Madison. We are Dudes Doing Business. We are a podcast for anybody who's just starting their career or, you know, climbing their way up the corporate ladder. We'll do guests. We'll do questions. We'll do anything. Hey, listen to Dudes Doing Business, okay?
Now it's time to hit the Backdoor Cover hotline. You can call us at 800-392-6344. Most calls we've ever gotten this week.
Producer Micah says the last call is the best one we've ever gotten.
Is that across all podcasts? He says it. Wow.
He says across all. Okay.
I'm looking forward to it. I don't know about you guys.
He called a shot. You got to give the guy a chance. We'll see what happens.
Again, Backdoor Cover hotline, 800-392-6344. Say your name and school, preferably just your first name for legal purposes. Ask us a question. Leave a little rant. Whatever. Maybe you're gonna have some late night coitus. You call the hotline, you put the phone on speaker and just set it down and let it roll.
Yeah.
Wow, that'd be great.
Yeah. We'll play it. We'll turn this thing into a porno audio porn.
Well, it's supposed to be a porn set. A porn podcast, but you never really get to the porn part.
It's come. We'll get there eventually.
We'll get there.
Yeah.
We'll get there. 800-392-6344. Let's listen to this week's first call.
All I gotta say is one more J-Bone. I'm a bottom boy. I'm a bottom boy, and I do the under. And I want more J-Bone. And everyone else that's saying, you know, ooh, J-Bone's bone crew, weird, we're gay. No, we're hardcore, we're cool. We're the kids in middle school that bullied those kids that are saying those kind of things. They're just mean people. Shit's funny. I like it. I like it a lot.
Terrible call. Oh, my God.
You got all the buzzwords wrong.
You
all
got
the J-Bone buzzwords
wrong.
The bottom boys and and the bone crew both do not exist yet.
The bottom boys.
They don't exist yet.
Bottom boys is worse than underboy.
Bottom boys somehow worse than underboy. Somehow. Oh, good. Wait. Maybe he really is a part of the,
well,
part
no,
of the
I think
Bone
he,
Brigade, but he was so drunk that he couldn't remember any of the actual.
Well, he actually sounds to me like a Bone City brawler. And
oh,
so
you can
I
tell
think
just
that,
from his voice?
Well, no, he from everything he said he was a fan of, and so I think that this guy has just transcended fandom, and he has created things that are not even things yet. So
no.
Soon enough, we'll find out what he was talking about.
Nope.
Stay tuned. The Bottom Boys and the Bone Crew.
Bottom Boys, good God. Next call.
Hey, Backdoor Cover, this is Sierra. Long time no talk. I'm just chilling here drinking my morning wine. Cheers. That's good. I went to a Tech game and Hokies lost. And now I just took a Xanax and drank some wine. About to feel good. Because yesterday I did not feel good. Or Saturday because they lost. But yes, just saying hello. I bet money on the game, and I lost it, so, yeah. But, yeah, okay, well, bye, friend.
What?
Sierra is what we like to call in the medical industry an alcoholic. She's an alcoholic. She drinks.
That's her third call, I think, right? Third time she's called in, probably?
At least the third.
The least productive out of the three, I would say, but... Interesting that she has something called her morning wine.
As Micah pointed out during that call, she said cheers, took an actual sip of her wine, and then continued on with her phone call.
Right. It was not a hyperbole for her.
She had her phone in one hand and a glass of wine in the other.
Quite literally did cheers us and then took some down the pipe.
Sierra, keep drinking, girl. Keep
Do
drinking,
your thing.
Keep calling. We love it.
Fucking nut.
And she's a gambler, too. She's an alcoholic gambling.
Yeah.
College student who likes sex.
Sierra's father is somewhere in this world just extremely distressed at all times. Never knows what's going to happen. bank account. He checks it every morning first thing when he wakes up. Already wine on that thing.
He says under his breath, "God damn it, Sierra," multiple times a day.
Yes.
Multiple times a day. Yeah. Probably hundreds of thousands of times over the course of his life, he'll say, "God damn it, Sierra." All right, next call.
I just don't understand how Texas can be so bad. Fucking Texas, we should be a powerhouse. You know, we make millions more than the next school with our football program. We're fucking Texas, like a football mecca. We're losing to teams like Kansas State and West fucking Virginia. Have you seen fucking West Virginia's coaches there? What the fuck is wrong with our school? Why is this happening to me? Don't understand life anymore.
Life is confusing. Life is hard, especially for a Texas fan.
I think the reason why Texas is losing is because Reese never walked on.
7 days ago, he was ready to lose weight and walk on and start for the University of Texas. Now he's just in a dark place again.
If you want something done right, you got to do it yourself. Reese, you better be on the team next year.
If he had found a way to lose 30 pounds in 1 week and get out there and get his ass on the field and actually show us some can-do attitude... Maybe they wouldn't have lost to West Virginia. Reese?
You're being really selfish by not actually doing the thing you said you were going to do to help out everybody.
For the love of God, please try to walk on and let us make a documentary about it.
What are the chances Reese is just a freak
athlete? It would be like my not-American.
Like, he just has, like, just unbelievable lateral quickness and a nose for the football and just can lay the wood. Like, imagine that.
I'd say the odds are low.
No, the odds are non-existent.
He can't be a worse kicker than most of the kickers these days.
God, there's so many bad kickers.
So many bad kickers.
In the NFL, too. Not just college kickers.
What I'm surprised is the one college kicker who I thought was going to blow it, the guy whose last name is Blewett, actually didn't blow it.
I thought he did blow it.
No, Pitt's kicker did not blow it this time. He's blown it in the past, but he didn't blow it.
If you're a fucking kicker and your last name is Blewett, you go legally get that shit changed immediately.
That's awesome.
Because he didn't blow it.
Every time you miss a kick, Twitter just blows up. You blow up Twitter, too. Everything's blown up.
I always thought Ryan Suckup had a funny last name.
Yeah.
But blew it. That's an all-timer for a kicker.
How's Penn State's kicker doing that keeps getting
Joey
laid out?
Joey Julius?
The guy with the eating disorder?
He's getting laid out week in and week out.
I think he only does kickoffs now.
Yeah, but he keeps getting destroyed
on
kickoffs.
Yeah.
Because his dumb ass is just full sprinting down the middle of the field asking for it every week.
He can't stop
eating. Is he in a coma yet?
I don't know.
Shouts to that guy. Pray for Joey. Cause
get your eating under control, Joey. We're here for you, man. Call the hotline. We'll talk about it.
But yeah, Reese, get it together. Get out there on the field. Next call.
Hey, guys. This is Ryan from Mizzou again. And, you know, just president of the J-Bone fan club. And I actually have a question this week. I got a girl coming over and, like, I don't know, like 30 minutes. She's on her way from a town near here. And I just want to know, like, how do you watch football with a girl? Because, you know, it's my birthday weekend. I want to get it in. But also, like, I want to watch this Mountain West game. So, like, how do I balance football and getting it in? All right, guys. Later. Love you.
One of the hardest things to do in life is how to balance football and getting it in.
It's true.
At this point, I have to believe that J-Bone is, like, paying his buddies to call in and act like they're one of the J-Boys.
I 100% agree with that.
That's not true. Also, these guys are my buddies now because they're J-Boys. And if you like me, I like you.
For our caller, have you ever heard of doggy style?
Or halftime?
Because that's the answer.
Halftime.
But yeah, but I mean, what if you want to get it in all game? You need doggy style for that shit was invented for a reason. What's the name of that song where
he's having sex all that last 3.5 hours?
That old song where he says, you know, he hits it from behind so they can both watch X-Files. What song?
I don't know that song, but yeah, I agree with Dylan here. What you do is you just prematurely ejaculate. So
you can have sex during a single halftime and have a good length.
You can have sex during every commercial break.
I'm gonna quote the famous Bloodhound Gang really quick. And their hit song, The Bad Touch. And then we'll do it doggy style so we can both watch X-Files. That's the lyric.
Truer words have never been spoken.
Shouts to the Bloodhound Gang.
They're
probably all dead. but yeah, that's the answer to your question, man. or like Dylan said, the halftime. Or a fucking commercial break if you're Jared, apparently. You just prematurely ejaculate all over yourself.
Who
you
has sex longer? It's not on me.
Who has sex longer than 30 minutes?
Porn stars.
You don't want to have sex out. That's just... Yeah, right? Well, am I right?
I guess it depends on it, like, because sometimes, you know, you got to take a break like 10 minutes in because you're tired.
I was under the impression that once you started having sex, you did not stop until you died.
Well, that's an incorrect assumption that you made.
I thought that's how, like, praying mantises did.
Yeah, there's a species that
does that's
that.
Not us.
I model myself after the praying mantis. Okay. Much like Dr. Mantis Toboggan.
What the fuck is wrong with you? Oh, God. Okay. We got one more call, I think.
This is the greatest call of all time, according
allegedly
to
the goat. Good.
Micah, you hyped that too much. You should have just let it happen organically.
All right.
Is it a male or a female?
Here we go. We're going in.
Okay.
We're going in with Dave. The guy's name's Dave. Let's do this.
Hey, this is a backdoor cover, and my boy Dave Ruff, a.k.a. the MC with a legal degree. This is DJ Crime Dog coming at you, because you know we got love for you, Dave. Oh, D. Ruff stays slaying on his enemies. Try hards and those shitbirds on Philly's D. Dude never spout shit. He only spit truth. Wheeling dealing like Drake on Degrassi, dude. Damn right, and he makes them picks. Chillin' D, make a lock, give slap with a dick, while boss rolling, riling out, saying, why you do that, flick? Oh! Because Dave, he parties with the outcast, goes bananas like gorillas with a dime bag. He speaks legalese, nah, fuck boy. Fade his picks and you'll end up in the gutter, boy. Sifflin all day, nigga. Back to a cover every Monday and Thursday. Mybookie.ag, expert or rookie, don't be a pussy. This is DJ Crime Dog, out.
What just happened?
Oh my God. Wait. This is going to make Dave's month, by the way, when he hears this.
Did you just get a rap written about
him?
Holy
shit.
I am so confused.
That was amazing.
Micah. Okay, so just to be clear, that was not Dave.
No, that was
a fan.
He brought it.
I don't know
he
what
he just wrote a rap about Dave Ruff.
Bolin, you got a shout out.
There was a couple good bars in there.
Yeah, that wasn't bad at all.
I liked
better than Shia LaBeouf.
Rookie, don't be a pussy.
he even plugged our sponsor.
He fucking worked. He worked in our sponsor into his freestyle.
Who does that?
My God.
Holy shit.
Okay,
that guy has to call in every week. Please.
Micah was
what,
not wrong.
TJ Crime Dog. TJ Crime Dog.
Make up new topical raps.
DJ Crime Dog.
Oh, DJ Crime Dog.
But that has to have been one of Dave's buddies, whose name I will not say because I'm not going to out him, but there's no way, because he had to, A, know that Dave's nickname is Crime Dog.
Oh, you're right.
So it has to be one of his boys. I think it may be his boy who made
the
our theme song.
I played it for Dave before we came in here, and he said he had no idea who it was.
Wow. I hope it's a stranger.
That's amazing.
I hope it's a total stranger, because that was just...
We need raps every week.
We need to cut that clip, Micah, and save it for all eternity.
Oh, yes. And then maybe just play that every Monday and Thursday instead of us talking at all. But
on
then,
loop.
Most importantly, please call back.
He plugged our sponsor.
For the love of God, call back in every week. And,
he also said what days we were on.
Yes. He plugged the show.
He's smart. You know why? He wants us to use it as a promo clip for the show.
Yeah, it's just actually
true. And we're going to.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Duh. Well, man, Micah, you were not off.
Micah,
that was
good
incredible.
Call, man.
That was incredible. Wow.
Holy shit! I can't even go on.
I don't have anything else to say about that. If you're a listener right now, rewind and listen to it again because it's worth another. DJ, bring that shit back.
DJ Crime Dog. Yeah, for those who don't know, Ross just revealed it. One of Dave's nicknames is Crime Dog. Mm-hmm. He's got the lawyer background and all that.
Actually, somehow his nickname was Crime Dog way before he became a lawyer. I don't know how the fuck that worked out, but
true.
I believe it's because his last name is Ruff.
Oh, yeah, that's like why. Yeah, work. Yeah. Ruff. Like a dog. Get it?
I got it.
Hey, check out @TFMTailgate on Instagram. Send us your pictures and videos from your tailgate. DM them shits to us. Sometimes there's winners. Now, are we really going to... We're going to get... Okay, let's do this. Let's, Jared, it's time to...
Welcome to the...
Okay.
Bone Zone Stirrup Edition!
Stirrup Edition?
Hit the chime, Micah! Yeah, yeah. This is the stirrup edition of the Bone Zone.
Like stirrup as in like stirrups you wear as a cowboy?
Oh,
or
no,
like
no,
you're
no.
in a
stirrup drama?
No, 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 no. The stirrup is the smallest bone in the human body. This is going to be the smallest Bone Zone of the year.
Where is the stirrup located in your body?
It's in the ear.
I want to cut you with a knife.
Really?
Yeah. Smallest bone in the human body.
I want to rip the stirrup out of your head.
They say
right
that if you drive over a stirrup with a car, it cannot break.
Because
much
so
like that,
small?
You guys cannot break my great segment. Micah, hit the applause sound effect.
Drive over a femur, it wouldn't break either. What's your point?
Micah, well, you already hit the sound effect. Just shut up, Dylan. Okay, here we go. So, recap, as we always do. It's been how many weeks now? Who even cares?
I don't know.
I have hit every single thing. I'm the best. I have the best picks.
You're the Donald Trump.
Sound like
pickers.
Donald Trump.
So we already know I hit my pick. It was a good pick. And let's get into the questions. We got a question here. One question. Jake Beckman at that Bader guy on Twitter. He asked me, what's the chance of a 100-yard field goal tonight because of the supermoon? Gravitational pulls are bonkers.
Okay.
Wait, can we jump higher tonight?
Maybe. I don't know.
Are you going to go try to dunk?
I'm going to try and dunk tonight.
Do it at night with nobody watching. Okay, so actually, though, the funny thing is, it's the opposite. There's going to be, the gravitational pull is going to fuck everything up. So, like, you know, if you kick a football, it's going to, like, fly around and just, like, maybe go in a circle up to the moon.
Maybe like a boomerang?
Yeah. Like, it might do that. We don't really know. They don't actually have,
scientists do know.
That's the thing. There's actually been no research ever done on gravity. And so we don't know what's going to happen.
That's true. I've heard that.
Recently, this past weekend, Nebraska had a -2-yard punt. So
yeah, that's good.
That's not very good.
That's a good point. That's actually worse than if they hadn't punted at all. And so
the science is still out on gravity.
The science, we don't know what's going on. What's the guy? Fig Newton? That guy doesn't know what the fuck
Sir,
he's talking about.
Sir Fig
he's
Newton.
Dead. I can't hit him up anymore. He's dead.
Sir I've heard Fig that gravity's Newton. A hoax.
Yeah. They said that.
Much like global warming and climate change.
Yeah.
It's a hoax perpetuated by the Mexican government.
Yes.
Yeah, I heard that too.
Yeah. All right, so that's the thing. There's going to today is an under day, obviously. If you're an under boy, today's your day.
Clearly.
The ball's going to fly around in circles. The ball's going to go and hit cups off tables, and I don't know what's going to happen, but it's not going to be good.
Cups off tables?
All right.
What? On the sidelines?
Mike, hit the transition sound effect. It's time for J-Bone's Lock of the Week. Michael, we haven't had enough sound effects. Do a screeching mule. I don't know.
A screeching mule?
Yeah, hit it, Micah. Okay. All right, now time for my lock of the week. I didn't really do a lot of research. Let's see what the game is. College football schedule. We got Ball State versus Toledo at 6 p.m. on Wednesday. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go into my iPhone predictive text. Ball State. Okay, let's see what it says. Ball State is going to be the best. Ball State is going to be the best. Ball State's going to win this game. Pick the under two. That's J-Bones. Lock of the week. Hit the exit chime, Micah. The Bone Zone.
What a disaster this segment is turning out to be.
I mean, what the fuck is there to say about the J-Bone
Stirrup Edition?
Stirrup
call
Edition.
It.
The J-Bone Stirrup Edition.
Can they all be stirrups so they're like really short?
Oh no. We're gonna get the femur edition next.
Oh god.
Or
almighty.
No, well the longest bone in my body is the J-Bone. I don't have a sound effect for that.
God.
Oh. All right, so we're gonna wrap this thing up and give some shouts. And really quickly, we've got a long time listener, one time caller, who when he has to go pay his bookie, he has to meet him at a place called K&K Soul Food, which is just ridiculously shady. So I wanted people to tweet at us at Backdoor Cover on Twitter. What is the weird place that you have to go meet your bookie to pay up when you get over your settle figure? Mine's all done through interwebs, so I don't have a good one. But I know a lot of people out there that do. And congratulations to that anonymous listener, who I will keep anonymous for the sake of legality, for not having to visit K&K Soul Food this week. Do we have any shouts? Anybody got any shouts? Shouts to the Buffs back on the fucking wagon.
Micah's got a shout.
Micah's got a shout.
I've got two shouts, actually. Oh, great. One, Jordan Taylor caught a touchdown. He played at Rice, and they almost gave Klein Kubiak a shout.
I heard
this,
yeah.
They said Gary Kubiak's son.
Yeah, played with Gary Kubiak's son at Rice. So a halfway shout out to Klein. And the other one, I just wanted to mention the worst backdoor cover I saw this week was the Saints game Sunday. If you didn't see it, the Saints score a touchdown with less than a minute left. They're down six. The extra point will win the game. The extra point gets blocked and returned for 2 points. They end up losing. My friend Coach Bobby had the Saints on the money line.
Oh, God.
And had one of the most crushing backdoor cover defeats ever.
Ooh, Coach Bobby.
Pretty sure that guy stepped out of bounds, too. But
Coach, yeah, oh, he
wasn't enough. But not to mention the guy stepped out of bounds.
Yeah.
He 100% stepped out of bounds. I would like to give the, whatever the complete and total opposite is of a shout, to the UTSA Roadrunners, a.k.a. Meep Meep. The worst fucking, I think I'm 0 for life on betting on the Roadrunners.
I am too, and so is Dan.
Dude, they are the worst. But anyway, so they were what? They were fucking plus 24. They score a touchdown with a few minutes left in the game to get into cover range. Things are looking good. I've got an amount of money that I'm not going to say out loud on this game for some ungodly reason.
Give us half of the number.
No, that would just, what? God. Then, okay, so they score a touchdown. They're looking good. They onside kick it. Louisiana Tech is who it was, right? Louisiana Tech returns the onside kick for a touchdown. Then UTSA somehow fumbled again or something and gave up another it was the worst meltdown I've ever seen. And I just want to say fuck you to everyone who's ever gone to UTSA as a school. Holy shit. And to everyone out, never bet on UTSA.
Never.
UTSA had cut the lead to 14 points with 3:23 to go, and they ended up losing 63-35.
Which is just an incredible, how in the hell? I mean, it was so bad that I can't even correctly recount exactly what happened. Thank you, Micah, for pulling up the actual, because I've just never seen anything like that before. And I'm watching it on fucking Gamecast because I'm not a psycho and I'm not going to watch UTSA on TV. So I'm watching.
You can't watch
on
UTSA on TV. Maybe I tried to, too. Yeah. You have to watch it on Gamecast.
So I'm watching this unfold on Gamecast, and I thought there was some kind of glitch or something. That's how bad it was. I was like, there's no way that this just took place. But anyway, fuck you, UTSA.
Shouts to the first place Dallas Cowboys. What's up?
Dude, you got to hand it to the boys.
They look good, man.
Somebody, whether it's luck, fate, whatever you want to call it, however you landed Elliott and Dak in the same fucking draft. Wow.
Looking good.
Shout out to the second place NFC South Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Shout out to backup quarterback Tony Romo.
Shout out to first place division Houston Texans, who are awful and somehow keep winning. Brock Osweiler threw for 99 yards on Sunday. 99 yards, and we beat Jacksonville. Shout out to Jacksonville for being fucking terrible.
What happened to Blake Bortles? That guy is terrible.
He has regressed badly, bigly.
That's been a really good
throwing motion is all fucked up now.
They were showing the clip of Blake Bortles throwing a ball into his receiver's foot and having it pop up. And Desmond's headline was, the most Blake Bortles play Blake Bortles ever Bortled.
He threw a pass that hit his receiver like in the toe of his foot, bounced straight up in the air, and got intercepted.
He made the tackle.
Yeah.
So shouts to Blake.
And it was not his first interception of the game, mind you.
Probably was not his last either.
It probably wasn't his last either. But the AFC South is a total and utter embarrassment to the sport of football. I mean, it is just piss poor. The NFL is just kind of piss poor this year. We've already talked about that, though.
The AFC South, yeah, it's not looking too good for you guys.
What are the Texans at?
You guys are
5-3,
6-3,
6-3.
Second place Titans at 5-5. Third place Colts at 4-5.
By the way, shout out to the Green Bay Packers for just not even getting off the bus. They let the Titans score like 50 points.
47-25.
that's just it. That's embarrassing. The Titans. Marcus Mariota is on like a fucking hot streak. Blowing my mind.
Do you think McCarthy's done? This is now an NFL podcast.
I would
podcast.
Certainly hope so. They are trash.
I mean, you say they're trash. What are they? They're 4-5 now?
I mean, they look terrible.
Yeah.
They look real bad.
But like, this is like the worst season the Packers have had in forever, and it's still like better than a lot of teams have had in a long time.
Fair enough. But even Aaron Rodgers kind of looks like shit. Yeah. It just is, the whole thing is a mess. Follow us on Twitter at Backdoor Cover. Hit us up in the pick 'em pool that's pinned to the top of that page. Any other alliteration we can mix in here? Subscribe on iTunes. Give us a 5-star rating. Leave us a review if you're digging what you're hearing, you know?
Expert or rookie, don't be a pussy.
Expert at mybookie.ag. Use our promo code Backdoor and get a matching bonus. Don't be a pussy. Check out mybookie. What these email or DM us photos and videos from your tailgate at TFM tailgate. Oh, shouts to the rap caller, to the guy who
DJ
hit us
Crime Dog. About to shout him out. He's gonna play us out.
Oh,
Mike.
Fuck out. Yes, fuck yes. Play it again. Let's do this.
That
DJ Crime Dog.
J Dog. Wait, what?
No.
Wow.
Oh, you
said Crime Dog. It's a Freudian slip.
We're not cutting that.
J Dog. In the bone zone. Out.
How many goddamn? All right, play. Fucking. Let's do this.
Oh, D. Ruff stay slaying on his enemies. Try hard and those shitbirds on Philly's D. Dude never spout shit. He only spit truth. Wheeling dealing like Drake under Grassy do. Damn right, and he makes them picks. Chilling D. Make a lock. Give slap of the dick while boss rolling riling out saying, "Why you do that, flick?" Oh, cause Dave. He parties with the outcast. Goes bananas like gorillas with a dime bag. He speaks legalese. Nah, fuck, boy. Fade his picks and you'll end up in the gutter, boy. Aw. Sipling all day, nigga. Back to a cover every Monday and Thursday. Mybookie.ag. Expert or rookie, don't be a pussy. This is DJ Crime Dog. Out.